This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Satellite pictures show Russian forces bearing down on Kiev are regrouping northwest of the Ukrainian capital. And Britain said on Friday Moscow could now be planning an assault on the city within days. Ukraine accused Russian forces of hitting a psychiatric hospital in an eastern Ukrainian town in what the regional governor called, quote, a brutal attack on civilians. Emergency services said no one was hurt as the patients were already sheltering in the basement. There was no immediate comment from Moscow. Russia has been pounding Ukraine's cities while its main attack force north of Kiev has been stalled on roads since the invasion's early days, having failed in what Western countries say was an initial plan for a lightning assault on the capital. International pressure continues on Russia as Ukrainian officials work to open up evacuation routes for civilians escaping bombardments. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. and other nations are poised later Friday to announce the revocation of Russia's most favored nation trade status, which would allow higher tariffs to be imposed on some Russian imports. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have announced plans for several evacuation and humanitarian aid delivery routes with the support of the Red Cross. Their top priority is to free people struggling to flee Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 2.5 million people have fled Ukraine, UN agencies said on Friday, and a further 2 million have been driven from their homes within the country since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th. This is VOA News. Russia asks for a UN Security Council meeting on its allegations of U.S. military biological activities in Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
At the request of Russia, the UN Security Council will meet this morning to discuss Russian allegations that Ukraine is running chemical and biological labs with support from the United States. The accusation first came to light this week from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, who presented no evidence. Russian UN Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Chumakov repeated the accusation Wednesday. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The Kremlin continues to spread outright lies.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Thursday the World Health Organization, which has been working with the Ukrainian government, is unaware of any chemical or biological weapons work by Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, a new surge of COVID-19 cases has prompted a lockdown in a major Chinese city, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
On the two-year anniversary of the declaration of the pandemic, China's ordered a lockdown of 9 million people around the northeastern city of Changchun. A new spike in COVID-19 cases is reported there, about 100 infections. Non-essential businesses are closed, and residents are required to stay home and undergo three rounds of virus testing. Nationwide in China, 400 new cases have been detected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 17 civilians have been killed in Sudan's Darfur region, officials said Friday, in the latest violence between rival groups that has left dozens dead this week alone. Recent fighting has seen heavily armed forces battle in the rugged Jebel Moon Mountains in West Darfur State, close to the border with Chad. On Thursday, fighting killed 17 people and also left dozens of injured and missing, as well as four villages completely burned, according to a spokesman for the General Coordination for Refugees and Displaced in Darfur, an independent aid organization. The spokesman accused a group of taking part in recent fighting. Quote, militias have been attacking the villages of Jebel Moon, setting fires to houses and using automatic rifle fire since Sunday. That's according to a tribal leader telling the AFP on a condition of anonymity. Quote, no government forces have arrived since the attacks on Thursday, and we are terrified of an attack of any time. In fighting from last Sunday to Monday, 16 people were killed in clashes of a non-Arab people of largely settled farmers. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.